Stage backdrop, 1950. Serving here as the backdrop for a knight and a dragon costume is this large coloured scene painted on a rectangular piece of hessian. It has a misty fairy tale quality to it, not least because it depicts a fairy tale castle in the background at right, with six pointy spires and a tower for a gatehouse. The castle perches on a green hilltop and is flanked by pointy mountains against a blue and purple sky streaked with white clouds. A yellow path winds down from the castle to some rolling hills in the foreground, where a stone route marker is engraved with the letters or Roman numerals XI above and L below. In the foreground left, a leafy tree overarches sprays of red and white wildflowers growing among boulders in the grass. A flowering vine is twining up the broad trunk of the tree. Object label: Norman's backdrop paints a magical scene for his fairy tale set in a land far, far away. The costumes for Dragon and Sir Giles were designed by Norman and made with the assistance of his mother, Ellen, and sister, Betty, who were experienced seamstresses. Norman performed as the dragon, with his face, sleeves, and leggings painted green to look like a dragon's scales and complete the costume. Hidden inside the headpiece was tubing and a small container of talcum powder, used to create the dragon's smoky breath. Sir Giles is the knight in shining armour. Parts of the original costume, such as his helmet and gauntlets, have not survived.